All right. Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And this review is going to be for Captive State. I'm recording this fresh after I got out the movies. And I'm confused. I'm not sure what I just watched. But it's directed by Rupert Wyatt, who has done Rise of the Planet of the Apes, The Gambler, which had Mark Wahlberg in it. And I didn't like that movie very much. If I have to say one thing, is that I have the same feeling that I had when I came out of that movie, which was, what did I just watch? And it stars John Goodman, Ashton Sanders, who was in The Equalizer 2, who was the Mr. McCall dude, and Jonathan Majors, who was in Hostiles, which was a pretty good movie. And he was also in White Boy Rick. And the synopsis is, set in a Chicago neighborhood, nearly a decade after an occupation by an extraterrestrial force, Captain State explores the lives on both sides of a conflict, the collaborators and the dissidents. And that is a very poor description of what this movie is. All right, so the movie starts off with a family trying to get out of a certain neighborhood. Mother, father, and two sons. And every way that they try to go, things are blocked off. And they eventually run a police barricade. And then run directly into being vaporized. And after that, what you have is just some opening credits and just clips of certain things, military people, people trying to fight back. They're just being chaos in the streets. A whole bunch of video clips of it trying to explain what has happened. So aliens have come to Earth and they have essentially won. They have taken over. And it's been about 9 years of that being that way. Collaboration between the humans and the aliens, which are now called the legislators. There's some vague messages about the human resistance has failed to deter the aliens. You meet up with Ashton Sanders' character. Essentially, he's just living his life in this alien takeover. It's not like an apocalypse or anything, but it's just, hey, well, if a larger government has taken over, a coup has taken over in the government, that's what that has been. So there's just another level of control. He works at a factory destroying storage drives, hard drives, memory cards, things like that. And he's watching all the videos and he destroys them. There's bits and pieces of this network of resistance fighters. And there's hand-to-hands and vague talk about this is the day that things change and all this other stuff. What you have is that being about an hour of the movie. Eventually, Ashton Sanders' character, he's just kind of into a lot of different stuff, but John Goodman finds him and he knows him from his dad, that his dad and John Goodman used to be on the police force together, and John Goodman's character has now started working for the aliens, the legislators. So he's trying to keep Ashton Sanders' character safe and trying to tell him don't get involved in certain things because he wants him to stay alive. But again, what you have is these bits and pieces of this resistance network coming together, vague descriptions about certain things. John Goodman also seeing Vera Farmiga's character, who is a prostitute. And that lasts for about an hour of the movie before anything relevant happens. All that could have been explained in about 10 minutes. But what you have is, like, again, this is just drawn out talk about this underground resistance movement and John Goodman's character working for the aliens trying to figure out who's in the network. And then Ashton Sanders' character has some relationship to some of the people in the network. And again, that's about an hour in the movie. So then after the hour, something relevant happens to the movie, which again could have happened in the first 30 minutes. The movie doesn't focus on Ashton Sanders' character, kind of focuses on all this bits and pieces of non-dialogue, clips of people trying to be a part of this resistance network. And then when something happens, the aliens have to come in, take over. Then the movie ends. Maybe the last three minutes of this hour and maybe 45 minutes, hour and 50 minute movie is the explanation of what I just saw, which was, why did it take so long just to get to this point? The movie just really by itself is very low budget. This takes place in Chicago, so it's just a lot of scenes of neighborhoods, a lot of scenes of alleys, and again, a lot of it takes place just like, hey, well, we're trying to track this person down. An hour and 47 minutes later, it's the explanation about this crap that I just saw. And I'm still confused by it. And again, I'm just kind of fresh from seeing this movie. And I'm confused. The whole idea about aliens coming to take over has been done many times in many different fashions. You have Alien Nation. You have, I believe it was Dark Skies. And you also have Falling Skies. I believe there's a show Colony. This movie is nothing like that. This movie is nothing close to it. So think about a political drama or a political intrigue movie that just spends a lot of time on wordiness and just showing you clips about the issue at hand, the cover-up. But it does do it in a very interesting way. And then you spend an hour and 50-some minutes in the movie theater to only figure out what has happened the last 2 minutes of the movie, which none of it makes any sense. And when it came there, I'm like, hey, you could have explained this a lot better. Because again, everything is just like indoor shots, shots of alleys, shots of neighborhoods. I guess if you're from Chicago, you might find some interest in it because they refer to certain neighborhoods in Chicago. It's like, oh, this happened in Wicker Park. Like, there hasn't been this since Wicker Park. I'm like, okay, but why is this movie like this? I like a lot of people in this movie. Ashton Sanders, Jonathan Majors, great. He was really, really great in Hostile. Really great in that movie. John Goodman has been in good movies. But why are you in this one? So there's really nothing interesting about this movie. It's not thought-provoking. I assume there's probably supposed to be some relation to what's going on in today's society that Rupert Wyden also wrote and directed this. For what I watched, for what I paid my hard money for, this movie's going to get a hot old zero. That's the Beast Game Podcast. I don't even want to explain why it gets a zero because it's that bad. Sorry, Rupert Wyden, but it has to happen.